Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu have spoken in their first interaction in more than a month, as the divide has grown between allies over the food crisis in Gaza and conduct of the war. President Vladimir Putin extends his reign over Russia in a landslide election, whose outcome was never in doubt, declaring his determination to advance deeper into Ukraine. North Korea fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters days after the end of the South Korean U.S. military drills that the North views as an invasion rehearsal. Reigning national champion Connecticut back at number one in the AP Top 25 men's college basketball poll, the Huskies swapped spaces with Houston a day after UConn was picked as the top overall seed for the NCAA tourney. This is SRN News.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Laura Trump provides a fresh and honest perspective on the issues that matter to you on The Right View podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The number of Americans, and I think this is part of the problem right now, the number of Americans getting their news from TikTok quadrupled in the past 3 years. It really kind of terrifies me for what is to come for this country.
Subscribe to The Right View on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Your health and well-being can quickly be impacted by changing weather. The Johnny Adams Law Firm wants you to remain safe and be weather alert with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this last day of winter, we have a late-season cold snap to talk about. Freeze warning in effect for tonight. Cool sunshine today with a high temperature much below normal, up to the upper 50s to around 60 at best. Low tonight near 32. Widespread frost by dawn tomorrow morning. For the day tomorrow, more sun, high temperature barely up to about 60, upper 30s again on Tuesday night, and near 70 on Wednesday, back to the low 70s on Thursday. Risk of showers returning on Friday. That's the third Friday in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that killed one person and injured three others. Officers were called to the 3700 block of Woodley Road around 11:45 p.m. Saturday night, where 36-year-old Quentin Harris was pronounced dead on the scene. Three adult males were also injured by gunfire. Hundreds of people went wild at the 48th annual Zoo Weekend. The Montgomery Zoo was transformed into a carnival-like atmosphere with live entertainment, great food, fun rides, and much more. All proceeds from Zoo Weekend will fund the construction of a new reptile facility. Both Alabama and Auburn are going dancing in the NCAA basketball tournament. The Crimson Tide will play in the West region as a number 4 seed against number 13 seeded Charleston. After winning the SEC championship Sunday afternoon, the Auburn Tigers will also be a number 4 seed. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run health care system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
It's the best sale of the season at Cavco's Spring Open House this week. Save on home decor, floral supplies, and gifts, or find inspiration for your home in our new spring merchandise. Visit daily for door prices, new deals, and surprises throughout the store. Saturday, enjoy music by Brian Brantley 11 to 1, and stay for our designer demonstrations at 1. Shop our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing this week, 9 to 5 p.m. at Cavco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Afternoon. I'm Joey, he's Eddie, and like I said, District 2, it's heating up, this race in particular for the Republican nomination. Carolyn Dobson will be joining us at 2 o'clock, but on the phone now we have Angela Shepherd. She's been fighting for voter integrity in this state now for a year or two, if memory serves me right. Angela, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, thank you so much, Joey, for having me.
Well, and thank you for being on. You're one of those folks who doesn't just talk, you walk the walk. And you have a bill that you are trying to help usher through this legislative session. Tell folks about it.
So it's HB 259, and it's a post-election audit bill that we have. We actually brought in last session kind of towards the end. We did get it voted out of committee unanimously, but then we kind of ran out of time. And so we, Representative Debbie Wood is the sponsor of the bill. And we, again, it's HB 259. And actually, it's going to be in the Ways and Means General Fund tomorrow. We're on the agenda at 12:30 tomorrow.
So what does this bill practically do?
So pretty much Alabama is one of the last states to implement some sort of post-election audit. I don't know if you remember back when Merrill passed a pilot audit for the November 22 election. And so what we did is we sort of looked at that pilot audit and then some other states and how they do post-election audits and put together a bill that we thought was really good. And what it pretty much does is allows, we think, for just more integrity and accuracy and transparency in our elections as we look at the tabulators that we're using up against the ballots themselves. And so it did change a little bit from the last session. We've had meetings and lots of meetings with probate judges and all of the people that are involved within elections. And so we think we have a pretty good bill here, but we need it to come out of committee tomorrow, which would be huge. So
now, what do you, I know you're very hopeful, but what do you think the chances are? Do you foresee any roadblocks?
Well, you know, there's always roadblocks. And I would say this, you know, this legislative process is not an easy one. And, you know, most bills, when they are introduced, don't typically come out the same way they went in. And so, you know, with that comes some amendments, potentially some substitutions and things like that. And, you know, and things like that. So we are just, you know, that's what we're trying to focus on and to make it to be the best it can be. But we do know there might be some hurdles and things like that along the way. But, you know,
now, if folks are out there listening and they really support this and want to help you out with this, is there a way they could easily call their legislators or who, you know, how do folks help out here?
So, actually, so we have a website, patriotsfirstal.us. They can go onto that, and we have action alerts that are on that. But we also have a Facebook page that... that you can go to Patriots First Alabama, and on that the action alerts are always up to date. I also have a website called Voters for Election Integrity. You can go onto that. On that you can kind of see kind of what got me started in this with the ballot video of copied ballots and that kind of thing. And there's an interview there with Emerald Robinson that kind of gives a little bit more detail. But I would say this real quick, the difference in the bill from this time to last time, it did go down as far as precincts. That was something that we got a little bit of pushback as far as percentages and things. And again, this is not like the perfect bill by any means, but it is a good bill, and we feel like it's a good bill. We've had to make changes that we feel will strengthen the bill, and that moving forward, you know, we can make a difference in Alabama. I mean, this you're talking about not just amending a current statute, but you're actually creating law for elections, and it's tough, but you know, we feel very strongly with this bill, and we just hope to get the support behind us to see it to it, you know, to fulfill this, you know, to get this on the books.
So. Y'all look it up, Patriots First Alabama. And you know, down the road, you would also like an update to Title 17 to election law here in the state, wanting an election commission. What's that idea in general?
Well, that is something that we want to build on, I think, from this audit. I think the commission would be, you know, obviously the Secretary of State is over the elections, and then your probate judges are the chief election officials in the state. But it would be, you know, we think it would be great to also, I mean, you know, our counties, certain ones are really large, and some of them already, like Montgomery County, actually already has like a separate building. You know, they have full-time staff that are year-round in elections, and that would... I mean, it's kind of like an election commission, but that is definitely something we want to build on moving forward, is to look into that. What would that look like? You know, and it would be bipartisan, and who would sit on that, and how would we really form that? But I think it's important moving forward for people to have secure, you know, to be, you know, secure in our elections and to, you know, our turnout and have confidence again, because, you know, we had such a low turnout, you know, even this last primary, and it's just, you know, I think it's like 21.88 or something like that, you know. So I just think, you know, people have lost confidence in voting, or they've been, you know, they're just apathetic, whatever it is, but we need to change that.
So. Well, and I appreciate the work you're doing. Like, you know, knowing your story a little bit, you don't have to do this, but you felt it. Obligated, I think. You felt called to do it, and I appreciate the work. And best of luck in the committee hearing tomorrow. And let's stay in touch as this goes through and we get through the last second half of this legislative session.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and I will definitely keep y'all updated.
Thank you, Angela.
Thanks.
Again, Angela Shepherd with Patriots First. And you remember when we had them in the studio, Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like it was like a whole family in here. That was a fun
day. It was pretty good.
And it's great to see folks who like were not really that involved in politics get involved and then realize, oh, we have to get even more involved in order to assure certain things.
I remember, they're a little bit younger than me, but again, they thought people were doing stuff right.
Right.
They kept their head down working. They looked up and found out, hold on, no one's doing anything right. So I'm glad to see people like that are getting involved.
Do you want to go back to Trump's tall tale of how he...
are you going
to
keep dogging on my guy?
Yeah, I'm going to keep dogging him because he keeps saying untrue things.
And I don't know.
Do we know for
sure? Who liked the job she did the other night?
I thought she did a very nice job.
Yeah, that was good.
Katie Brett?
Yeah. The girls didn't like it very much, I guess, but I thought she did a very nice job. But we have another senator now.
because people don't want to hear.
I can't play that over FCC airwaves. Why not? Is that what people are saying? That's how everybody's talking right now. Heck,
yeah.
Now, there's another clip out that people are saying Stephen A. Smith, you know that guy, right? Is sounding more and more like a Trump supporter. Like people are smelling America First all over Stephen A. Now, I would love to hear him respond to that.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure if he isn't America First, he'll have something to say about that.
He'll dispel some rumors, I think.
But let's listen in to Stephen A. Always fun checking in on him.
Anti-Trump lawfare, written by Daniel Henninger, spoke of how most Americans believe the rule of law is better than the law of the jungle, but how that could change. According to Henninger, the newest buzzword in politics is lawfare, or using the legal system as a weapon against a political opponent. Henninger questions how many lawsuits, court motions, and judgments against Donald Trump the Democratic Party can actually chow down on. He also ponders about the high price the American system may pay for all of this in excess. Let me tell you something. It was a great opinion piece. I completely agree with Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, the opinion piece that he wrote in there, because we've got to get to a point where we're saying when's enough's enough. Donald Trump made a very salient point. I know you don't hear me say that often, but it's true. He made a very salient point a couple of weeks ago, or I think it was in the immediate aftermath of Super Tuesday, when he was talking about President Biden, and he was saying, you know, come beat me. Stop trying to use the legal system in order to pull it off. Now, obviously, President Biden would say he has nothing to do with me. He's the president of the United States. He's not the prosecution in Georgia. He's not the prosecutor in New York. Okay, he has nothing to do with those things. So he may say, maybe it's true. But I find it very, very difficult to believe that everybody on the Democratic side is innocent. I mean, when you look at the inordinate amount of charges that are coming Trump's way, I mean, when is enough's enough? E. Jean Carroll awarded $83.3 million in a defamation suit against Trump. Okay? By the way, New York judge Arthur Egeron ordered Trump to pay a total of $450 million in a civil fraud trial over valuations of his net worth. New York State Attorney Letitia James says if the massive bond isn't posted, she'll seize Mr. Trump's New York buildings. This is according to the article in the Wall Street Journal.
Well, and folks, the news that broke this morning is that Trump and team are having trouble, finding the money to do that. So they're just going to seize properties now after coming up with some cockamamie legal scheme about how you should value properties, even though it defied basic business sense. And you don't have to be a big real estate magnate to understand it. You just need to understand markets a little bit. They can do this to him. They'll do it to anybody. And the reason they're doing it to him is he actually is showing daylight.
Right.
But, man, I don't think it's like, oh, we're guessing if Stephen A. Smith is America First. I think, honestly, I'm willing to believe he's not America First. He's just tired of the BS like so many other people.
I think that has a lot to do with it right there.
That's exactly it.
And people are finally
seeing
it out. Yeah. Calling it out for what it is because they see no change coming in the future.
Right. Let's go to Mr. Pink. Hey, Mr. Pink, how you doing this afternoon?
All right, man. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, man. I hear a little Stephen A. I think a lot of Democrats feel like we're tired of being put in the box. So we like to say stuff that's just not conventional to let you know that you just can't put us all in the box, you know. But we do love our guns. We do love our children, our family, God, and pretty much everything else you love, you know.
Right.
But with Donald Trump, it's a fight. And as they say in the rap lyrics, if it's up, then it's stuck. Like, we can't put this genie back in the bottle, man. And we knew that years ago, so we just got to let it play out.
Amen. Yeah, and let's get to Election Day. I mean, who knows what's going to come up next? Because I think if it was just a matter of voting, Trump would easily win.
Oh, yeah.
But the folks, the so-called powers that be, they've made it very clear that's unacceptable. So who knows what the hell they'll do?
They don't want to let that power go. But the reason I called, I was asking you guys, I was calling to see where you guys are going to bloodbath on the 4th of July.
A bloodbath on the 4th of July? I didn't have plans for one, but you have a spot I could go to?
Yeah, Louisiana, 4th of July. They're calling it the Purge.
Ooh. Oh. All right. Like, any weapons allowed?
Well, if you're 18, you can carry concealed pistols starting on the 4th of July. So, yeah, it might be a bloodbath down there. But I might be wrong. I have some friends that say, like, you don't need to, you know, you don't need to jump to, you know, you don't, like, guns are not bad. Like, they kids carrying guns anyway. But I was thinking, like, we're just going to make it easy for them, I guess, you know.
Right. Well, yeah, it's just...
I don't know. Check that out, and I'm going to listen to what you guys got to say, because I'm kind of... I don't have an opinion, really. I'm just not going to Louisiana after the 4th.
You know, you just... I love the word bloodbath. Everybody's saying it these days.
Yeah. And I'm not offended by it either. Like, I get scared when you say something like, good old boy roundup militia. Like, that'll scare me. But you say bloodbath, no, this is political season. Like, we know what it is, but I'm not offended.
Right. It's just, yeah, I don't want to hear anybody called up talking about them meetings happening around the corner. I don't want to hear that. No, let's not go there again.
Yeah. We'll let that go. But, yeah, I want to know if anybody got any information about that, what the governor and the legislation did down there for the 18, you know, you can carry pistols now, you know, concealed.
Yeah, you're bringing it to, first to bring it to my attention. We'll look into it.
All right, 4th of July,
Brett, man.
Thanks,
Mr. Pink.
All right, see you, Mr. Pink.
Well, let's go to Pat. Hey, Pat.
Good morning. I just got off a work site and turned in to you guys, and I got to pick up on something Mr. Pink said. You know, they know for a fact that we agree on 85%, both sides. I mean, you get, you know, left and right together. 85% we agree on. And so the 15% is what the media focuses on, because that creates the wedge that drives us apart. And they've gotten real good at driving us apart.
Yeah, and it's a shame, because unless you're Rand Paul, your neighbor is not your enemy, most likely. And I think they've got folks trained through media to hate one another. And it's a crying shame, because there's so many common sense things that most Americans agree on, to your point, and yet that is not on offer. We're screaming over the term bloodbath. It's, you know, liars and their lies. It's just, it's absurd. I mean, Eddie's heard my rants off air. Like, there are literally days where I look at Twitter, and I'm like, let's just, giant meteor, 2024, bring it. None of us deserve this, the way things are going. And I think that frustration is, to your point, by design.
Yep. So, you all have a blessed day.
You too, Pat.
272-9228. I love that. Everybody getting along? Can we all get along?
No.
No, we're not allowed?
No. Can't happen.
Why not?
Too many people start getting along, someone has to throw a grenade in there. Somebody likes chaos. If too many people get along, they'll have good ideas and run some of this crap we got going on out.
It's almost like a classic meme at this point, like where you have some great peace deal after hundreds of years of fighting, and as they're at the table signing the peace deal, a bomb goes off, because there's some party that doesn't want peace, and it doesn't take many to have that vote, that veto of violence.
Look at Israel, man.
Oh, yeah.
The whole world wants peace there, except for two parties. And anytime they get close, one of those two parties, well, they do something.
Now, that 5-hour debate that Craig was mentioning, I watched that over the weekend. Fascinating, because they get really into the weeds of, like, the history of Zionism, especially leading up to the 47 and 48, the 48 war. Then they got into, like, what happened on October 7th and all these things. I did not find the folks more stumping for the Palestinians that convincing.
Okay.
Now, is there plenty of things, say, Israel has done wrong over the years? Yeah, sure. Definitely. But it just seems like it's always been a question of who's allowed to exist and who's not. And all the talk has been just that talk. Now, it did look like with the Abraham Accords, there was going to be peace that broke out. But those who are willing to commit violence tend to have a veto on peace.
Yep.
So we'll see how it shakes out. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
What up, friend?
Hey, Duke. How you doing?
All righty. Yes, sir. How you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm doing good, but I don't want you to say Mike Pence's name once on this call. You're going to drive me nuts. I was having a good weekend, and you texted me about Mike Pence.
I was going to say, where did it come from?
I couldn't give it. Yeah. What, you don't like Mike Pence or something?
Don't say it.
I'm asking, you don't like him or something? What's up, man? I mean,
I've never really liked him.
You mean, huh?
I've never really liked him. He's, like, just not my cup of tea.
Was it the whole
but
can't
I find
be alone
it,
with another
I
woman?
I find it rich, though, that he was, like, he was suckling at Trump's tea.
Like a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. But could you play that Trump thing for me one more time? I'm trying to see what I missed. Can you play it? You got a second to play it for me.
What Trump thing?
You know, the bloodbath stuff.
The bloodbath? Yeah. You want to hear more about the bloodbath?
I want to hear the whole comment, whether we talked about the cars and that whole part you played earlier.
Yeah, we can talk about the bloodbath if you want.
Yeah, play that for me. I'll play that for me. I want to see what I missed, and I can tell you what happened.
30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country, think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine.
Yeah, so that's very threatening, right?
Okay. So, you know, as well as I know, I've been listening to Donna from Queens for a little while now.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be all over the place. Like, you know, I do that sometimes, so that's reason I can speak on it. See, but he was talking about the cars for a few minutes. Then he talks about election. Then he said, if I don't get elected, he threw that in there. See? He caught y'all off guard on that one. He threw that in there. Then he bounced back to the car at the end.
Yeah, in the context of the car conversation.
Right. No, but he did that. That's how he do. You know, Trump said what's on his mind. When have he stopped saying what's on his mind? Tell the judge he's not good looking. You know, keep on, you know, that deal with this lady. They tell him to shut up. He ain't gonna shut up. So he feel like it. So. They come behind.
Wait. So, what do you think he meant by what do you think he meant by bloodbath?
People try to.
What do you think he meant by bloodbath?
Well, since my little half a BB brain of mine, mm-hmm. can't think that far out, but I'm gonna use common sense on that. What the hell you think he mean? What you think he mean, sir?
I think it means it's going to be a bloodbath in car manufacturing in the United States.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And the economy at large.
Which one of my ears you want me to stick to?
Yeah, and also all the bloodletting. it's just...
I turned over to Fox News just to hear what the hell they going to say Saturday, just for the hell of it.
Well, and I'm sure you heard the montage. People have been using the term bloodbath in politics.
Hey,
absurd.
See, you and Pink and all the rest of y'all sitting there trying to play crazy with the whole situation here. But you know good well who what Trump is saying and who the hell he's talking about and what the hell he's talking to and about and all the above. All right about. I'm talking rambling a little bit right now because I'm going rambling talking right now. But that's the way they sound on the TV, so I'm just trying to fit in. Mm-hmm. But to be serious, he don't need to say that from where he stands, because you got the idiots out there that will bite on some of that kind of talk. Okay?
Sounds
so
like
we don't need that. Huh?
Sounds Sounds like those idiots are biting.
So let's move off of.
I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking
about. But if you want to talk, if you want
to
look.
People try to throw in the fact that everyday people out here in the hood shooting each other, killing each other, they try to throw that compare with what Trump is really talking about. But.
What, do you think Trump is like trying to get jackboots to march through the streets and kill people? Like, what the hell are you. Are you high right now?
But no. I'm just using common sense on. The context he used it with, and he said, if I don't get back in, it might be this and that on the street.
That's not what he said. But let's move off of Trump if you want to keep talking here. I want to share a quote with you from Coach Tommy Doverville. He said, I've traveled all over the country, all 50 states. I've been in good places and bad places. The one thing I saw, we are losing our kids to a satanic cult. Right.
Yeah.
Is that like, you like that? Do you think Coach Doverville's right? Because a lot of folks went crazy over that.
Why?
Because you're saying Democrats are Satanists.
Oh. To pause for a minute and get real, people. I'm hearing all this stuff out here, see? A while ago, I looked crazy talking and all over the place a little bit. I was doing a little Trump for you guys because he does that a lot. He all over the place, and you guys knew that he said what he said. I don't know what context. When I saw what he said,
it was obviously in the context of talking about automobile manufacturing.
No.
Obviously.
No, that was. But he said, why say?
It's like the fine people hoax. It's like so much.
He said, if I don't get elected.
Right, in the context of...
If you don't get elected...
China's going to own us. Yes. China's going to own us with auto manufacturing, with all these factories they're building in Mexico.
He first said, I got to get elected. Then he said...
Are you trolling me? Are you this dumb? Are you this... Go away! You're worse than Mike Pence! This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. You know those folks, right, Ed?
I know those folks very well.
You know, Ashley being celebrated.
Yes,
named for one good of the reason. Top 40 under
top 40 under 40. She looked great, too. She's got a little bit of info on her Facebook page about that. But one of the greatest things is you see Ashley standing there all dressed up nice with a great smile on her face. That's the Ashley I know. Always ready to serve.
One, I love seeing the recognition because we know how much they've grown leaps and bounds over the last few years. And it's because people are finding out here in the River Region they're just that good. And, you know, it is spring has sprung. It is alive.
Yeah.
So you're going to have wasps showing up. I'm guaranteed to have to deal with those.
I already got a couple skeeter bites from this weekend. So skeeters are out. Of course, I've seen a few like cucarachas running around the pine trees. Those big, I forget what they call them, the big ones, though. They're the big ones. So if they're around, then we also got the German cockroaches. That means the termites have woken up. They're starting to eat. You're seeing fire ants. I've seen them everywhere now. You'll see red mound popping up in your yard. There's a company that'll take care of that for you.
Pest Pro Services.
That's right.
You need to call them.
To me, they're the best in town.
265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. And they're always talking about like tips and tricks and community events there on the Facebook page.
Exactly.
So it's a great page to like. And, you know, maybe you've got a simple startup job, like you want a termite inspection done by Pest Pro. But what you're going to find is you want to make them your everyday pest control company. And be sure when you call them up, when you get in touch, to tell them that you heard about them here from Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. collecting rent on time, and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 1230 to 430.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this last day of winter, we have a late-season cold snap to talk about. Freeze warning in effect for tonight. Cool sunshine today with a high temperature much below normal, up to the upper 50s to around 60 at best. Low tonight near 32. Widespread frost by dawn tomorrow morning. Fourth of the day tomorrow, more sun. High temperature barely up to about 60. Upper 30s again on Tuesday night and near 70 on Wednesday. Back to the low 70s on Thursday. Risk of showers returning on Friday. That's the third Friday in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368.
an equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm enjoying myself. Thank you for all the love on the X platform at the Joey Clark on X or Twitter, as you might know it. And then Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Be sure to like and subscribe and join the comment section. Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Joey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, I just wanted to call and say you are my newest superhero.
Oh, no.
You finally shut up that idiot that you had on the phone a few minutes ago, raving about Trump calling for a bloodbath. That man is the biggest fool in the city. All he sees is the headlines or hears these idiots on CNN and MSNBC and so on and so forth talking about Trump calling for a bloodbath. He does not, and when you try to correct him, he doesn't want to hear it.
Right. Right. Well, and it's also like playing the whole clip. I think people just have certain words that set off a mousetrap in their head. And like there's nothing you can really do about it.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, but I watched the entire clip. You know, well, I watched the entire speech that he made at that rally. And, you know, and he was right. If he isn't reelected and these fools in the White House continue to let this crap happen, as far as the automotive industry goes, they're going to go right down the tubes.
Right. Well, and this happens, I'm just remembering this is going to get worse as the closer we get to Election Day, but it's happened time and time again where Trump says a thing and I'm like, oh yeah, I know what he said, and there's a completely different take on it.
Certainly.
I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, well, you see, Duke, you know, he is of the opinion that Trump is the devil incarnate. And nothing the man says can or will work, even though the entire country, including people like himself, were in a better position when Trump was in office.
Well, and now the fact that Trump makes people laugh, and even back in the days where I was very skeptical of him, he did genuinely make me laugh. And now Politico has a piece out, I think it came over the weekend, that Trump's use of humor is just like Hitler and Mussolini. And it's like, my God. Really?
You know, that's like this one idiot the other day that made the statement that if you're if you vote for Trump, it's like Jews voting for Hitler. You know, come on, people. Get your head screwed on straight.
Right. And it would be nice if we could have an understanding of history beyond what has been pushed on people for the last few decades. It's good to know World War II. World War II is fascinating to study. But let's say there have been some pretty powerful presidents in American history, like Andrew Jackson, for instance, Lincoln, FDR, we could name even more than that probably, too. And they were not the same thing as Hitler and Mussolini.
Right.
Exactly. You know, you mentioned Jackson. I do not have much respect for him because of what he did to my ancestors.
Right.
But at the same time, he was a good president.
Yeah, and it's not so much the Trail of Tears. I like how much he took on the central bank. I think that was a very good move on his part.
I think so, too. Okay, well, like I said, you have my compliments, and you have my respect. You know, and the more you can shut that fool up, the better.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. 272-9228. One big happy family here. We're only going to get more sane the closer we get to Election Day, right, Eddie?
Ay, 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 yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. you turn into like an old Jewish grandmother?
Well, I just feel it. I mean, every day they're just a little more ratchet.
Right.
Every day, man. And,
you know what? I'm starting to realize, like, the older folks are starting to get it, though.
Yeah.
Like, more and more are starting. I think I'm some young punk. I am. But then I talked to somebody.
Compared to a 54-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, but I talked to somebody, like, people that really like the show in their 70s, 80s. We hear folks from all over the age spectrum.
Yeah.
And then people my age listening, too, but.
It cracks me up.
It's interesting.
Again, and I've said it since I first came on here, the amount of people that listen to this show and the amount of different people, it ain't all one. Mm-mm. The amount of people that come up to me and go, hey, aren't you Eddie? Or they start giving me the look. I go, oh boy, here it goes.
Oh no.
I know you from somewhere. I know you. I'm like,
are you on that Nazi station?
Well, they start with, you in the paper or something? It's like, no, I hadn't been arrested lately.
No, we wouldn't be in the paper. And we don't really get recognition for anything.
No.
Well, we won those Abby Awards.
That was nice. Kind of gone downhill since then.
Yeah, we just keep, we're going to test that proposition. How low can we go? Can we make our show our very own bloodbath?
Oh, joy.
Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Well, it's Papa B.
Hey, Papa B.
Hey, you know, a good lawyer friend of mine, if there is such a thing, told me one time, somebody has got to be the SOB.
Yep.
Now, he didn't spell it out like that. You know, but to me, that's what Trump is. Somebody's got to get the job done. And getting the job done, sometimes, well, it ain't a pretty sight, but somebody's still got to do it. And some of the things that he says will immediately be taken out of context, like this whole bloodbath thing. Of course, he was talking about the economy.
Right.
But the press, predictably, and all the Democrats, and, you know, some Republicans, you know, like the Liz Cheney crowd, the rhinos, they're immediately going to try to paint the picture the way they want everybody else it. And that's what's happening.
Of course.
But another part of this is they are projecting.
Yes.
They are projecting who they are. Yep. How many times have we seen in the past where people that are, for instance, real racist complain the loudest about racism? They are complaining about what they really do, what they really are. They are projecting. And I think in a large measure, what they're talking about, they're projecting what they want to do should they lose. And I think we need to kind of be ready for that.
And I think it's their understanding of history, that if you don't have democracy like we have, the only other option is democracy, you know, or hegemony or right. oligarchy. But if we don't have democracy, the only other option is fascism. And it's like, have you not understood that human beings have lived on this planet for thousands of years?
Thousands.
And have had different forms of government? And I'm not saying I want a king, but Napoleon, for instance, wasn't the same as Hitler.
Correct.
Like, it's just, it's so dumb.
It's very, very frustrating. And, you know, here's the thing about it, Joey. There's some people that facts, reason, and logic just will not work on. And so trying to do so is a waste of your time, your energy, and your breath. You're just best not even talking to them because they will not come to terms with reality. They got their reality so boxed in and the way they want to see it and the way they want to, again, project it, that's the way it's going to be with them until they, you know, are come, you know, to different terms with reality. I have given up, especially with some people trying to. Well, it's like talking to the flat earthers. Okay, have you ever met a real flat earther?
Well, I did interview Dean Odle. Yes.
And have you ever tried to talk to them with logic and reason and facts? It doesn't work, does it?
No,
not about the earth.
It's
See, but I love the idea of somebody getting elected governor of this state with, like, space, like, camp and all that history of those, you know, German immigrants.
And they go, flatter.
Flatter. Those are just little fixtures in the firmament.
They start changing the signs, too.
Right, and if you actually journey to the center of the earth, then...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a hollow earth.
I love that one.
Oh, my God. Again and again with the craziness. And that's another reason we cannot have these crazy people in charge of anything, and they are. They are totally in charge of too many things in a powerful position.
Well, and I think the biggest, craziest conspiracy is that America's the indispensable nation that can do no wrong and will never have our hubris met with nemesis. It's like, you fools. You fools.
That brings me to another thing real quick. Like, I know I'm probably wasting enough of y'all's time, but, you know, I was re-listening to the interview with Senator Britt, whom I like, but I have, you know, some disagreement with.
Sure.
And she was talking about how, we have an obligation to Ukraine because we made an obligation to Ukraine to protect Ukraine if they gave up their nuclear weapons. Well, yes, that's true. But there's more to that story, and she needs to understand that. That's what we all do. Had the Ukraine understood when they made that deal, that compact with us, did they also understand that they were going to become a vassal state to the United States? Did they also know that we were going to send in every woke bloke in the whole world to go there and try to, you know, convince them of the, you know, great things about LGBTQ and try to change their world? Did they know that?
Right.
I don't think they were fully informed, Joey.
No, and I think that I just was trying to get her perspective because I could have argued the point in detail with her. But, I appreciate you calling in. Listen, we're getting a bunch of calls rolling in. Thank you, Papa.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, when you look at the ramifications of so many decisions over the last few years, it really is remarkable what we are witnessing and what we're becoming. And by the way, it's kind of hard not to like Senator Britt, though I know a few women, Eddie, who just can't stand her.
I know a few of those women too, Joey.
Yeah, what is going on there?
Okay, let's be honest. She's easy on the eyes.
Sure.
And a lot of women have issues with other women that are easy on the eyes.
Why?
I don't know. That I don't know. I've never understood that. But I, as a man that came from a house full of women,
yeah.
That's a thing.
Well, and if you look at this photo, actually.
See, Mexico has taken over a period of 30...
Yeah, thank you, Trump. You see the blonde right there? Like, with the hat? I pull it up on the screen. Yeah. See, like, right there? The hat?
Yeah.
That's one of those ones. It's like, other women don't like her.
I see why.
And then if you look right over here, see the guy with the aviators?
Yep.
Yeah, right behind him, that's your mom.
Yeah, I was wondering where she was at this weekend.
We got to hit this break. More news and views in the afternoon after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up? I'm tired of feeling so bloated. That used to be me. Then I got this. Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Get $5 off at AlignProbiotics.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Some views in the afternoon. Let's go right to the phones and talk to one of our great sponsors, Michael Cohen from Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Hey, Michael, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Surviving, I think, is the word. Are we thriving, though, Eddie?
This week, I'll be thriving. Yeah, we'll be thriving.
Oh, really? Okay.
Slow start on Monday, but after that, look out.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to
thrive
that.
Thrive is alive.
Well, I hope the same is going on there at Cohen's.
Life is good out here. I was telling somebody, had a guy come in for a Speed Queen dryer. He bought the washing machine, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago, and he came back in to get the matching dryer. And he couldn't say enough nice things about Speed Queen and how durable it's been, how great it washes his clothes, how fast it is, because, you know, they've got cycles that wash clothes in like 28 minutes. And, anyway, he was talking about how well it's built, and it just does an incredible job for him. And I was telling him that, you know, some of the models, some of the upper-end models, actually have a cycle on there that helps eliminate pet hair.
Oh.
That's a big deal for, yeah. You know, most people have dogs. And
I still have dog hair.
Everybody's got... Got the pet hair problem, even if you don't have dogs.
Right. No, like my brother, and, you know, the dog, Gimli, who I lived with forever, they moved, what, 2-3 years ago. I'm still finding Gimli hair.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
Oh.
It's unreal. Yeah. So if you've got a machine that can take care of that, that's wonderful.
That's right.
And, your customer was saying, these machines really are built to last and built in a sturdy manner. And plus, he has the confidence that only Cohen's can deliver, too, backing him up.
Exactly. And he lives in Fitzpatrick, so, I mean, he's got to make a little drive to get here. And as well as we make a little drive when it needs service. So, the biggest thing that we got going, you know, besides we try to sell the better appliances and electronics, is that, you know, we're going to price match. You know, we're competitive with whether it's Amazon, whether it's Lowe's, Home Depot, Best Buy, Costco. It doesn't really matter. I had a person the other day say, well, I bought my Sony TV at Costco because it was on sale. And we're like, well, how much was it? And we show him ours, and we're at the same price. And he's flabbergasted that we're at the same price. But, you know, they don't have them. You know, they're more for sale than they are on sale, and we've all got the same, everybody's got the same price.
So, folks, you got to check out Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. You could always kind of look and shop from home at thinkcohens.com, but I really encourage you to make that trip to the Boulevard, 2515 Eastern Boulevard, right here in Montgomery. They're open 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Appreciate the time as always, Michael.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Thank you, Michael.
Let's quickly go to Bill. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm great. How are y'all today?
Pretty good.
So I was listening to three guys on a podcast, I guess it was probably last Friday.